Our League of Women Voters feature is a regular part of Northland Morning on Wednesdays. This morning, Rachel Leffler Kemp joins us as our guest. She's a member of the Duluth League of Women Voters, and she's also the program coordinator with the American Lung Association. Rachel, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So there's a free lead testing event coming up next week. Now, I suppose in this community, I was thinking, you know, they're concerned about homes built before 1978. And at some point you start to think, oh, for heaven's sake, are we still worried about lead paint? Haven't we gotten rid of all the lead paint a long, long time ago? But in particular in this community, boy, that is not the case, is it?
No, and that's the reason why we are working with Sustainable Resource Center through Healthy Homes Duluth to provide free blood lead testing on April 29th, because it is still a significant problem in Minnesota, and lead testing is 100% available this Wednesday, but it's also 100% preventable. And through, you know, testing not only your home, but also the blood level of children and women that are pregnant, we can really identify if it's an issue and then help provide resources for people to get the lead out of their home.
Now, if you are being affected by lead levels, what are some of the symptoms or what are some of the problems that this exposure to lead could cause?
Yeah, so in children, lead poisoning damages the brain, kidneys, nervous system, and can cause developmental issues with speech, language, and behavior problems. And then with pregnant women who are particularly at risk, adults, this can lead to miscarriages, premature births, brain damage, and low birth weights. So it's really important that people get tested, especially for children under age 6, to identify if there is a lead problem in the home or with something in the home. And so by, you know, testing children, this is kind of the first step to get tested and then get educated and then get the lead out.
If you go to the testing event and it turns out that your child is showing high levels of lead in their blood, is there anything you can do or is the damage done?
Nope. There's definitely education and resources that are available for folks. So at the event, children will be able to get their blood level tested, get the results right away, and then there will also be local and statewide resources available for folks to talk about what are the next steps and to help provide those resources to folks right there at the event. And that way people can really focus on how do we reduce this lead level, whether it's finding that there's lead paint in the home, whether it's finding out that there's maybe something at a daycare or where kids are hanging out at maybe a friend or a relative's home where the child is spending a lot of time, whether it's lead on paint in the home or maybe on toys or other areas where the child's being exposed. But you really need to get tested in order to really start to have that conversation and to find out if there's something that needs to be done. And we will have local resources and information for folks to grab and to get if they do have high lead levels.
So parents, forgive me for playing devil's advocate, but parents have to try to sell their children on the idea of a blood draw, which is going to be, of course, hugely popular with the under six set. They just love those needles. And then they're perhaps maybe concerned about some kind of remediation efforts that need to take place in their homes. Are these the kinds of things that parents are going to need to be, you know, the high levels of lead, could be lead paint, you need to repaint your whole house. Are these things that parents are going to have to be financially responsible for right away? Or as you look at, you know, maybe a not great test result, do parents need to say, oh, gee, I'd just really rather not know?
You know, I really think it's important, and the research is definitely showing how important it is that you do test and you do find that out. And there are, you know, grants and resources available for folks if they are concerned about those costs. But, you know, this is a free event. It's a free chance to get that finger prick, and it really provides an opportunity for folks that maybe are worried about that to have access to not only the test results, but also those resources. And, you know, that also opens the door to conversations about maybe what it is that is causing those high lead levels, and get those conversations going. And in some cases, it might be something very minor that's causing those high lead levels.
Well, and as you mentioned, too, you think, well, I know that my house was built after 1978 and I don't need to worry, but maybe your kids have a friend that they spend a lot of time with and they live in one of the many, many older homes in our community.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, you recently scraped or sanded or repaired different paint surfaces, especially this time of year. A lot of people are doing remodeling projects. And so it's really just educating people on, you know, what to be paying attention to, how to properly, you know, do those home repairs so you're not putting your family and children at risk. And so just a lot of it is education, and it's simple things that people can learn about to prevent lead poisoning. But the key piece here is that people really just need to get tested to find out if it's even an issue.
A free event to find out if you've got lead issues, perhaps. It's next Wednesday, April 29th, at the Myers-Wilkin Elementary School. The event runs from 10:30 until 3 p.m. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Rachel Leffler-Kemp is a member of the League of Women Voters, and she's also the program coordinator with the American Lung Association.